Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh and final Perek in the Rambam's Hilchos Yisur Mizbeach and the laws of that which is forbidden to be brought on the Mizbeach and the Seva Avodah, which, as we mentioned in the previous Perek, there are certain things that are totally invalid, and then there are certain things that are also like Tchila, only initially invalid, which that's the theme of this Perek, as the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph. Lo'ichol Dabar She'ein Apostle, not everything that's not invalid, maybe it's like Tchila, should you initially bring. Ketzer, how so? So, Ho'yichayev Oila, let's say someone's obligated to bring a totally burnt sacrifice. Well, you'll be set kachash. You shouldn't bring a weak lamb, bakar, or which is repulsive. The Yemen say, harim b'mum, it doesn't have a blemish. Well, zenem, this is what it says, apostle Malachi, v'arur neichel b'gaymer. And the deceptive person should be cursed, etc., which it says, because he has bona fide karbonis. Why is he bringing the weakest? El kosher yavi the carbon, rather, whatever he brings for a carbon, yavi menamufcha, he should bring from the choicest. As Rambam begins, halacha beis, what was the general practice in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? When the Beis HaMikdash was around, this is what they used to do. They would go to every place where you can get the top quality, and that would bring that carbon. So they would bring the rams, Mimayav from Mayav. Mevin Kvasim, they would bring the lambs, Shegabeim Rechavim, which they would have wide backs, Mechevron from Heaven. Mevin Agolim, they would bring the calves, Minasharon from Sharon. Begezolis, the young doves, Meharmelch from Harmelch. Mevin Yain, they bring the wine, Mekarachin, Vechalu Italian from those two places. Vesoilis, they would bring the flour, Mimichmash Vyachana from those two places. Mevin Shemin, they bring oil, Mitikaya from Tikaya, which had the best oil. And again, you want to bring the choices to the Beis HaMikdash for your karbanas. Now, Halacha Gimel, Kol Eitzam HaChadoshim. All the virgin, the new wood, which was never used by a person, Kshemel Maracha, is fit for the pyres for the Mizbech. But V'lohim Mavin Mishal Zayis. They wouldn't bring the wood from an olive tree, but the Mishal Gevin, not from a grapevine. And that's Mishum Yishu Beretz Yisrael, simply because they wanted the settlement of Beretz Yisrael, where people need those trees for the wine and for the oil, so that they wouldn't destroy those trees to bring as the wood from Mizbech. But Be'eloh Yirgin, the following woods, what they would be accustomed to using, would be b'murbi yashal te'ena, the branches of a fig tree, shal chadoshim, of those which are new, or the gears is supposed to be shal chadoshim, which in other words, from forest, she'en b'yishav, which was not from the settled area, uv'shal egers, from nut trees, uv'shal eit shemen, and from the oily wood, which refers to wood which lights very well like a lamp. And v'hagizun shal samayisha, now the logs that Moshe Rabbeinu brought in the times of the Mishkan, ama arkam ba'ama rachbam, their length and their width were an ama squared, the thickness was kamachak godish, which was like this measurement, which is when it's full and overflowing of shal saw, the measuring of that of a saw. And that's actually how they did for all future generations too. Now, how would they do for to know if the wheat and the flour was the highest quality, as we mentioned in the previous parak? And we want to make sure that everything we're bringing should be the highest quality. So how would they do bezrias chita menaches when they were planting the wheat of the flour offerings, the hanasachim, and the wheat that was also used in the minchas nasachim, which there was wheat there also, how would they do it by planting to make sure they get the highest quality? So what they would do is, first they would plow, and then again they would plow ner chatzi asad b'shan reshayna. We're calling it the first year, but it's after it was already plowed once before. Now the first year, quote unquote, because in the first year they're planting something, half the field would be remaining plowed, v'zerei chetzia, and then the other half that was plowed was that one half that was planted. So it comes out the one that was planted now in the first year was already plowed two times. Now v'shana shni in the second year, meaning the second year for planting, but the third year for plowing, norha chetzi shazar b'rishayna. So now the one that was planted in the half that was planted in the first year, now that was left fallow to be plowed, v'zerei chetzi acher, and then they would plant the other half koydim lapesach shivim yom, 7 days before Pesach, which is the fifth of Shvat, which then is already the strength for the sun to be shining on it, that's when they would plant it. Now, but let's say the field was not tilled, was not worked on, then they would again plow it a second time, and then they would plant it. And then, when it would finally sprout, they would select the wheat very well, and then they would pound the wheat, which they would hit it with their hands very strong until it removes all the dust from it, Uvoit ben Harbe, they would stomp on it very much, until it would make the shells come off. Now, halacha hey, kol achitim shel menachas, all the wheat of the flour offerings, tu'una shleish me'eshifa, needs 300 pounds with the fist, v'chamash me'ezbeita, and 500 kicks with the foot, which is, the way it was done was, shafa achas uboit shtayim. So first you'd pound once, and stomp it twice, then shaf shtayim, then you would pound it twice, uboit shalosh, and stomp it 3 times. So nimtzu comes out, if you do in that order, shalosh shivus b'chamash beitas, you get 3 pounds and 5 stomps. And you keep on doing that cycle until you finish shalosh mei shivah v'chamesh mei beitah. Then you get 300 pounds and 500 stomps. And the reason why is kedei sheis kal v'habur, so you really get all the shells and the husk, everything peeled off. And b'cheshev hava v'haylacha b'shifa achas lahachmer. Stringently, which is a doubt in the Gemara, we interpret that the pounding, which is goes forward and backwards, we count not each one independently as a shifa, but rather going forward and backwards, we count that as one pounding, and that you have to have 300 of that. And then they would grind, umurdakid, and sifted yafa yafa very well. That's regarding the flour. Halach above, regarding hayayin, regarding the wine, again, we want to get the choicest. So they bring the grapes from that which is called the foot vines, which they grow on the ground. From the vineyards that are tilled, they're worked twice in the year. They would step on those grapes, and they would squeeze out the grape juice, and they would gather them in small barrels. And they wouldn't put them away one at a time, not two at a time, but rather groups of three, they would be stored. And they wouldn't fill up the barrel with the wine until the opening of the barrel, so that its aroma should float, that it should be able to expand. They left some space. And the any maybe they wouldn't bring when they finally took the wine, when it fermented, not from the opening of the barrel. And the reason they hakim because there is this type of particles that come out on the surface of the wine, which looks like particles of wheat that goes up on the surface of the wine. So you wouldn't take from the opening of the barrel on the top. But neither would you take from the bottom, the hashmar, because of the dregs which just settle on the bottom. Ela mishlisha. Rather, they would take from the middle third, which that's where the choicest wine is, and umim tsa shalem tsais. And they would take the middle of the middle. So that middle third, they would take the upper half of that middle third, which is above the spout. The spout would be in the middle, and that which was what was used. Now, halacha zayin. So haya gizbe yeshiv. So the treasurer, he would sit over there. V'hayayin yotim in hanekev shabatzad ha-chavos. And the wine would be coming out from the hole that's on the, from the spigot that's on the side of the barrel, because it's like in the middle. Now, kivin sheyirishin ha-shmar maskalatzis, once he sees a change of the sediments that's starting to come out, then paisik bin lekech. Then he would stop and he wouldn't take, because that means to say that's already not the higher quality wine. Now, maybe, from when would they, when they gathered the grape juice, from when could they start taking it as wine? When it's already 40 days from when they pressed the grape juice. And how, till how long? Until 2 years or a little bit more than that, as long as it didn't lose its taste. Now, but if let's say they brought old wine from many years ago, it will be valid, but as long as it didn't lose its taste, to that which would then disqualify as the wine. Halacha Ches, continuing on to the next item regarding the oil, there's tishamin bashemen. There's 9 types of oils. Memneshina Maisa, because of the differences of how they made the oil, which was in 3 different times in different ways. Now, we're talking about that you harvested the olives at one time in the year, not like Rashi, who explains it that it was 3 different times, same time, but there's 9 different ways of production, and therefore that's 9 different qualities. Ketzet Hasos, Ram explains. Zayis shegir gerib risha zayis. So if you have an olive that was plucked from the top of the olive tree, uvrorei achas achas, and each one was selected one at a time, uksashay, and it was pressed, when the son of the Salem was put into a basket, hashemesh yatzim emenahu rishin, the oil that comes out of that is the first quality. Now, chaza achkach utan bakari, then let's say, after that, when it was squeezed out, what remains, they take those olives, which you still have the body of the olive, and you press it with a beam. You load it up with a beam. So Hashem is Yotzei Mimenu, the oil that's, there's still more moisture inside, the oil that's going to come out of that, who actually in the second quality. Now, if you go after that, you already pressed it with the beam. You go with Tchane and you grind it now, Ta'an Shnei, and now you have a beam on it a second time. Hashem is Yotzei Mimenu, Hashlishi, the oil that comes out of that is the third quality of the oil. Now, second type of category. Not like the first category that we spoke about, that each olive was plucked individually. No, here, if all of the olives were harvested, all intermingled together, and then Mehel Nagag, and then he puts the olives onto the roof. Now, from that which is on the roof, He goes and he selects one olive at a time. Uksash, and he presses it, and the son of Masali puts it into a basket. Hashem Shiyatim Menu, the oil that comes out of that, who revi, that's the fourth type. Now, Vimtana Bakar Achkach, then what's remaining after that, if he takes those, and after whatever oil came out of that, he goes and now he presses it, he weighs it down with a heavy beam. Hashem Shiyatsu, who Hamishi, the oil that comes out of those remaining ones, that's the fifth type. And then Chaz V'Tachin, now they already pressed it out with a beam, and this is only like the whatever's left from that olive, they goes Chaz V'Tachin, and then they grind it. V'ton Pamshnei, now they put a beam on it a second time. Hashem Shiyatsu Hashishi, the oil that comes out of it, is the sixth type. Category number three, Zaysim Shemasakan, the olives that are harvested. And then they load it up in the house until it decomposes. The helam and nigvam, then they bring it up to the roof and it dries up. And then it's pressed and the puts it into a basket. Hashem Shiyatsu Hashvi, the oil that comes out of that, is the seventh type. Chazav Tamakara, then whatever remains after that, they take that those olives and they put on the heavy beams onto that. Hashem Shiyatsu Hashmini, the oil that comes out of it is the eighth type. Then they go and they grind whatever's remaining from that. And they load up with a beam a second time. Hashem Shiyatsu Hashi, the oil that comes out of that is the ninth type. Now, halacha test. Although all these oils, all these nine types, are all valid for the flour offerings, harishin in lamalameno. But the first type, there's nothing greater than that. The achrav, what's after that, is hasheni b'revi, is type number two and type number four. Which type number four, meaning type number two, is the second of the first category. And type number four is the first of the second category. Ushneim shabim, so they're both the same. V'achreim, after that comes, hashlishi v'chamishi, the third and the fifth, because the third is the third of the first, and the fifth is the second of the second, which, again, if you're marking points, that's the similar. And v'ashvi, and the seventh one, which is the first of the third, which is similar to the second of the second or the third of the first. Ushlashon shabim, and they're all those three are equal. V'achreim, after that, is hashishi, is the sixth one, which is the third of the second. V'ashmin, the eighth one, which is the second of the third, which is also the same thing. Ushneim sham, they're both equal. But the Shi'in, the ninth type, in Lamatman, there's nothing lower than that. Now, Halacha Yud tells us, in Kashal Manaira, however, it's not valid for the oil that's used for the lamp that was lit every single night in the Beis HaMikdash, El Rishon, Revi, Ushvi, Bovad. Only the first type, the fourth type, and the seventh type, were there all the first of their categories. Krishnamit says in the Pasuk in Shema'is, Kasis Lamar has to be crushed for illumination, which in Kashal Manaira, it's only valid for the lamp, El Hayutim and Akasim Bovad, only that which comes out of being squeezed out, crushed, and that which is from the press, like we said, which when you use the beam. So there can't be any but those three types. But for the flower offerings, all nine types are valid. Well, then the question is, Halacha Yiraf says the Rambam, so if all those nine types are valid for the flower offerings, why are we counting those nine types? It's not applicable for the menorah because that has to be only three of those types. So why are those nine types counted? So you should know which is the most beautiful, the best, there's nothing better than that. Vashava, that which is equal to others, and Vapachas, that which is less. Why would you want to know? Which that's really the theme of this parak, the final parak of Hilchas Yisur Mizbech, because if someone wants to merit himself, and Yachav Yitzara, and to subdue his evil inclination, V'yachav Yodin, to expand his gracious hand, V'yavi Karbanim and the Yafa, and he wants to bring his carbon from the best, HaMashubach B'yaisa Shabbos Amin, that's the most praiseworthy from that species that he's bringing, She'yavmin, that he should know what to bring from. Yeah, it's all valid, but you want to bring the best. Hari Nema Batarya, and the Ram brings a proof. It says in the Torah Bereishis, that with Kayin and Hevel, that the Hevel Hevi Gamhu, he also brought. Yeah, Kayin was the first one to bring a carbon. But Hevel also brought Mebchoris Sainoi U'Mechel Vehen, from the choices, from the first of his flock, and from Chelvein, from the fat, from the choices. Ah, the Yisha Hashem El Hevel Lemon Chasai. That Hashem turned to Hevel and to his flower offering and not to Kayin, because we see you want to bring from the choices. And so too for anything. That's for the name of the good God. That type should be from the beautiful and from the good. As Rambam explains, in Bonabes Tefillah, if you're building a shul, a house of prayer, you know, it should be more beautiful than from the house where he dwells in, from his own home. Hechel Rav, if he's feeding the hungry, he should feed them from the good and from the sweetest that's on his table. Kisa arm, if he's clothing the naked, those who don't have what to wear, he should cover them from the most beautiful of his garments. Hekdish Tava. And if he sanctifies something, Yakdish Mena Yafesh Mena Chasav, he should sanctify that which from the best of his properties. Mechenu Emer, so this says the Pasuk in Meyikra, Kol Chaylev LaHashem, Begomer, all the choices should be for Hashem, etc. Slik Luhu Hilchas, Isur Mizbech, Uziyad Hashem. We have concluded the laws of that which is forbidden to be brought as a carbon on Mizbech with heavenly assistance.